different agencies have different skill sets. I am personally more of a fan of specialization than one size fits all agency. If an agency tells me they do everything, creative, branding, SEO, websites, they also do media buying. If you're giant and you're Digitas, yeah, maybe you've got thousands of people doing that, but most agencies are not great at everything. And so I always ask agencies, and I meet you guys, how are you different than every other digital agency out here, right? What makes you better? Why should I tell my CMOs to put Array Digital onto this client?
Yeah.
And if you can't answer that question, it's the same reason why if I ask an attorney, why should anybody out there hire you as their personal injury attorney? And you say, well, because we don't charge unless we win and we're the best and we're really good at taking care of our clients. You haven't told me anything that 1,000 other attorneys haven't told me. So the differentiation is important, but I like the specialization.
Most firms survive, the best ones scale. Welcome to the Managing Partners Podcast, where law firm leaders learn to think bigger. I'm Kevin Daisy. Let's jump in.
What's up, everyone? We are here live at Law de Gras. We've been recording all day. We've had some awesome guests and here to bring on more people. So we got Stuart Foster on the show, and he's going to be sharing with us what he does for actual CMOs. So interested to learn more about what you do.
Yeah. You know, law firms are probably some of the worst business managers on the planet. Sorry, all the attorneys out there, but they're trying to figure out marketing, right? They hire agencies, they fire agencies, they go to conferences. They're always trying to figure things out. Yeah. We've got a platform of fractional chief marketing officers. So we got people 20 plus years experience in digital marketing, but the full scope. And we go into that law firm and build their marketing engine. So we help them figure out their growth strategy and build a corresponding marketing engine to deliver that growth.
Cool. And this law firm fractional CMOs.
Yep. Yep.
Nice and easy to remember.
Very easy.
And okay. So obviously I own Array Digital, one of the owners of Array Digital. We're a digital marketing agency. We need marketers in-house or fractionals or CMOs. You know, some of these firms need someone to pull this stuff together.
Yeah.
We're a part of the puzzle, but if the firm doesn't have their crap together, the agency can't be successful.
That's exactly right. We like to say that we speak agency.
Yeah.
And we speak SEO. We are not an agency. We love agencies. We need agencies. What we are the strategic architects. Think about building a house, right? You build a house, you hire an architect. You still need a GC. You need a plumber. You need carpenters. You need concrete. You need all those people, right? So SEO is one of those things. Think of it as the plumber, maybe. And, you know, website, maybe the carpenter. We're the architect. We help build the whole strategy behind it. And we work with people like you, Array, and others to make sure that what they're doing is working well.
Yeah, 100%. So me, you know, been in this world for quite a long time. It's easy to be threatened by a marketer or a CMO that's internal. It's always like a shakeup if a marketer comes in and replaces someone else at like a firm. But we've learned to embrace it. We need the internal folks. The bigger the firm is, the more they need that internal structure. And
I'm glad
we're not able to do all the things that they're doing.
I'm glad to hear that. You're right. There's a natural, I think there's some bad CMOs who come in and their first, you know, modus operandi is everything that was done before me is terrible. Fire all the agencies and change everything. That's the worst thing you can do. What we do is we come in and we do an assessment and audit. And a really smart agency welcomes it the way you just said, right? Yeah. I call it it's like doing an EKG and blood work for your physical, right? So why wouldn't you want all that data information? We just know we're like the doctor. We know the questions to ask. We know what to look for. We do know when to call bullshit. And I'm not saying, you know, but we cut through. But most of the time, our goal is never to change the agency. Our goal is to get the agency performing highly. And quite often we'll hear from agencies that there's no one on the client side, on the law firm side, that understands what we're trying to do, how long it takes, what's really entailed. We can become that translator and let the managing partner litigate, manage the firm, hire attorneys, go do what they do best.
Yep.
You know, I always turn it around. All these attorneys are trying to figure out marketing. Imagine if I was trying to to litigate my own case by going to ChatGPT.
Makes no sense, right?
Right? How successful would I be? I'd be terrible at it. So it's the same way with marketing and attorneys.
Yeah, I can't agree more. You know, again, earlier in my career, it was like you're threatened by that, but now it's we lean into it. And I bet a lot of agencies tell you, we've been trying to get things from the firm. We've, you know, there's resources that we need. We're handicapped. Now it's up to the agency, though, to speak up and say, hey, we're not going to be successful here unless we get these things. So talking to the firm, it needs to be very transparent. Some agencies will sit back and just go, well, we're not getting what we want, so we'll just continue down this path. And
that path usually doesn't end well.
It won't. And that's when you come in and you're probably going to get rid of the agency.
Yeah, no, our goal is always to try to get that agency up and running. You know, different agencies have different skill sets.
Yeah.
I am personally more of a fan of specialization than one size fits all agency. If an agency tells me they do everything, creative, branding, SEO, websites, they also do media buying. If you're giant and you're Digitas,
yeah,
maybe you've got thousands of people doing that, but most agencies are not great at everything. And so I always ask agencies, and I meet you guys, how are you different than every other digital agency out here, right? What makes you better? Why should I tell my CMOs to put Array Digital onto this client?
Yeah.
And if you can't answer that question, it's the same reason why if I ask an attorney, why should anybody out there hire you as their personal injury attorney? And you say, well, because we don't charge unless we win, and we're the best, and we're really good at taking care of our clients. You haven't told me anything that 1,000 other attorneys haven't told me. So that differentiation is born, but I like the specialization.
Yeah, I agree. We've learned this in the hard way. Like, you can't do it all, and you're not going to be good at all of it. And, you know, just like you take a traditional media company or like a TV station that's trying to do digital, and they're not good at it.
Right.
And they try to bolt it on. So yeah, I think specialization is key. And I've had people, attorneys ask, I'm looking for an agency that does everything, and I want one source. And it's like, doesn't exist.
Well,
it's not good.
My question back to that attorney is, what is everything? What do you know that you need? Why do you think you actually know what you need? And so in the law firm space, particularly PI, there's an over-reliance on SEO, right? SEO, look, search is a huge component.
Yeah.
That's how people find things. But it's one of the pistons in the engine, right? It's not the only piston. And so what a fractional CMO does is says, what kind of engine? Do we want an inline six? Do we want a V? What's the design of the engine for this law firm based on the geo, the metro, how competitive, who else is in there, who's spending, who do they want to be? Are they med mal? Are they just MBAs? Are they truck specialists? You've got a whole strategy of which SEO and then PPC and some other things, these are parts of it.
Yeah.
But there's an over-reliance, I think, in PI that the digital agency or my SEO agency is my marketing.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like having one wheel on the car. You gotta build out the whole car.
I tell people this all the time. They're like, Kevin, what do you do? Like, you're marketing. I'm like, no, we actually don't do marketing. We're search. So
right.
You need to have a brand and be established and have good reviews and do good work and have that figured out. We just help you show up when someone's looking for someone. And if you have a strong brand, they're more likely to click on that ad. They're
right.
More likely to click on and say, oh, I know them. But if you have done a bad job at that, your digital SEO agency is going to have a hard time making it successful.
Exactly.
You.
And then your reliance on that piston to power the car, you're going to burn it out. And I have lots of times agencies are telling our clients, if you just spend more on SEO, we'll get you results. My answer is no, not yet. Probably not. Let's look at the whole engine and let's get, because they all work together, right? You're just like you said, your brand, your reviews, your Google business profile, your paid media, your community presence, your referral strategy with not only other firms, other businesses, then combined with the search and all the SEO work, then you have a powerful engine that'll drive signed cases.
100% agree with all of that. So it's everything has a place. Everything is important, depending on your strategy. People dog radio or dog TV, like it all has a place. It helps the brand. It's
and don't chase the firm across the street, because what works for Morgan and Morgan, Mike Morse, is not going to work for a one, you know, attorney firm. And what works in Denver does not work in Nashville, and does not work in Atlanta, and does not work in South Florida. And so there's a lot of, this is why I actually think of all the sort of C-suite jobs, finance, IT, marketing, and legal in a traditional company. Those are the C-suite positions, right? Marketing is the hardest. Why? Because it's so effing complicated, right? There's so much technology involved. The Google algorithm changes so much. It requires decades of experience to get really good at the high level strategy. So why do you think you can figure this out by attending a few conferences? Hire a fractional CMO.
100% agree. And I tell lawyers, you need to understand the marketing piece of your business. Don't just push it aside, but you need to bring in experts to actually execute, build a strategy, and you need to know what's going on, but don't be blind to it. You need to have your numbers in front of you. So I love it. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Yeah,
and
appreciate
tell me more
the time.
About your business. So law firm, fractional CMOs,
yep.
Check out Stuart, and we'll see you here on the next show.
Thanks.